Chapter 90. We were at sea now. For a very long voyage we were to pass through the entire length of the Levant, through the entire length of the Mediterranean proper, also, and then cross the full width of the Atlantic, a voyage of several weeks. We naturally settled down into a very slow, stay-at-home manner of life, and resolved to be quiet, exemplary people, and roam no more for 20 or 30 days. No more, at least, than from stem to stern of the ship. It was a very comfortable prospect, though, for we were tired, and needed a long rest. We were all lazy and satisfied, now, as the meager entries in my note-book that sure index, to me, of my condition. Proof. What a stupid thing a notebook gets to be at sea, anyway. Please observe the style. And day services, as usual, at 4 bells. Services at night, also. No carts. On day beautiful day, but rained hard. The cattle purchased at Alexandria for beef ought to be shingled. Or else fattened. The water stands in deep puddles in the depressions forward of their after shoulders. Also here and there all over their backs. It is well they are not cows, it would soak in and ruin the milk. The poor devil eagle afterwards presented to the Central Park. From Syria looks miserable, and droopy in the rain, perched on the forward capstan. He appears to have his own opinion of a sea voyage, and if it were put into language and the language solidified, it would probably essentially dam the widest river in the world. Uzday somewhere in the neighborhood of the island of Malta. Cannot stop there. Cholera. Weather very stormy. Many passengers seasick and invisible. Edens Day weather still very savage. Storm blew 2 land birds to sea, and they came on board. A hawk was blown off, also. He circled round and round the ship, wanting to light, but afraid of the people. He was so tired, though, that he had to light, at last, or perish. He stopped in the foretop, repeatedly, and was as often blown away by the wind. At last Harry caught him. Sea full of flying fish. They rise in flocks of 300 and flash along above the tops of the waves a distance of 200 or 300 feet, then fall and disappear. Thursday anchored off Algiers, Africa. Beautiful city, beautiful green hilly landscape behind it. Stayed half a day and left. Not permitted to land, though we showed a clean bill of health. They were afraid of Egyptian plague and cholera. Friday morning, dominoes. Afternoon, dominoes. Evening, promenading the deck. Afterwards, charades. Saturday morning, dominoes. Afternoon, dominoes. Evening, promenading the decks. Afterwards, dominoes. A day morning service, 4 bells. Evening service, 8 bells. Monotony till midnight. Whereupon, dominoes. On day morning, dominoes. Afternoon, dominoes. Evening, promenading the decks. Afterward, charades and a lecture from Dr. 100. Dominoes. O'Day anchored off the picturesque city of Cagliari, Sardinia. Stayed till midnight, but not permitted to land by these infamous foreigners. They smell inodorously, they do not wash, they dare not risk cholera. Thursday anchored off the beautiful cathedral city of Malaga, Spain. Went ashore in the captain's boat, not ashore either, for they would not let us land. Quarantine. Ship my newspaper correspondence, which they took with tongs, dipped it in sea water, clipped it full of holes, and then fumigated it with villainous vapors till it smelt like a Spaniard. Inquired about chances to run to blockade, and visit the Alhambra at Granada. Too risky they might hang a body. Set sail middle of afternoon. And so on, and so on, and so forth, for several days. Finally, anchored off Gibraltar, which looks familiar and home-like. It reminds me of the journal I opened with the New Year. Once, when I was a boy and a confiding, and a willing prey to those impossible schemes of reform which well-meaning old maids and grandmothers set for the feet of unwary youths at that season of the year, setting oversized tasks for them, which, necessarily failing, as infallibly weaken the boy's strength of will, diminish his confidence in himself, and injure his chances of success in life. Please accept of an extract. Ande got up, washed, went to bed. Uzde got up, washed, went to bed. Edensday got up, washed, went to bed. Thursday got up, washed, went to bed. Friday got up, washed, went to bed. Next Friday got up, washed, went to bed. Friday fortnight got up, washed, went to bed. Following month got up, washed, went to bed. I stopped then, discouraged. Startling events appeared to be too rare, in my career, to render a diary necessary. I still reflect with pride, however, that even at that early age I washed when I got up. That journal finished me. I never have had the nerve to keep one since. My loss of confidence in myself in that line was permanent. The ship had to stay a week or more at Gibraltar, to take in coal for the home voyage. It would be very tiresome staying here, and so four of us ran the quarantine blockade, and spent 7 delightful days in Seville, Cordova, Cadiz, and wandering through the pleasant rural scenery of Andalusia, the garden of old Spain. The experiences of that cheery week were too varied and numerous for a short chapter, and I have not room for a long one. Therefore I shall leave them all out. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.